Derrick, D-A-R-I-C-K, Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S, date of birth, 8/29/67, visit 6/9/2025 at 10:55 a.m. 57-year-old gentleman, warehouse worker, lives with a woman, has been married before, has grown kids, used to smoke and drink, but has not done that for some time. Period. New paragraph. In the past few months, he's been having terrible hip pain, ended up in the hospital twice in the emergency room. They sent him out with anti-inflammatory. Finally, at St. Joseph, just about a month ago, they took the time to talk to him and obtain some blood work. He has metastatic stage 4 prostate cancer, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic prostate cancer, period. New paragraph, he was sent home with oxycodone and OxyContin. He's in severe pain. His blood pressure is 153/123 right now because of severe pain. He's in so much pain he cannot take a deep breath and sit still, period. He hasn't slept for 3 nights, he says, period. He's out of pain medications, of course, period. Long discussion regarding all the new improvements and new treatments in prostate cancer. He tells me that he was told he's terminal and is not interested in meeting with anybody else, another oncologist or anybody else at this time, nor a urologist, period. Any paragraph? He has a history of atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease. In the past, he's had ablation, cardiac catheterization. He's short of breath. He's weak. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He has a hard time getting out of bed to come to the kitchen. His wife has to help him. He has issues with bladder and incontinence at this time, most of the time, because he's too weak and he's in too much pain to get to the bathroom. Allergy, non-surgery, cardiac catheterization, ablation, no stent placement, knee surgery. Vaccination, up-to-date family history, mom died of breast cancer, dad died of peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Medical problems, of course, stage 4 prostate cancer. His records from St. Joseph are pending, has no interest in further treatment at this time. Also atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, no diabetes. Allergy, none. Medication, Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day, Diclofenac, 50 milligram PRN, Coric, 25 BID, Oxycodone, 10 milligram Q6 PRN pain, OxyContin, 10 milligram twice a day, Miralax for constipation, period. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink any longer, as was mentioned above, period. His blood pressure is 153/123 once again. Pulse is 110, O2 sats 91, and respiration is 25. Heart, positive, small positive to lungs. Coarse breath sounds, few ronchi. Abdomen, soft. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neurological, non-focal. On the heart, put down irregular heartbeat noted. Positive muscle wasting noted as well. Positive JVD, skin shows no rash. 57-year-old gentleman with a diagnosis as of metastatic prostate cancer, stage 4, period. New paragraph, patient requires pain medication because of multiple bony metastases. He knows that it's in his back, in his ribs, multiple, in parentheses, in his hips bilaterally, period. His blood pressure is elevated because he's not responding to Coric because of his severe pain, period. He also needs better pain control, which will be discussed with via a copy of this note with the hospital medical director, period. He's also need better control of his blood pressure at this time. His friend, the woman that he lives with, is very concerned about him and wants him to get help because she says he's dying right in front of my eyes. Period. New paragraph, get records from St. Joseph. Next one is overall prognosis appears quite poor. Next one is finally discussed with both patient, wife, and Darlington, the owner of the hospice, and AYO, the hospice DON, to get the records as soon as possible. And this will be discussed with the medical director via copy of this note. Thank you. Bye-bye.